So we went through Toldos and Ovis when it came to Shabbos. We went through Toldos and Ovis when it came to Tumah Tara. What's the din Nizikin? Hachamai. Amar Rav Papa, Zok the Heiliger Rav Papa. Here it's not so simple. Here there's a split. Yesh man ki yitzvan, yesh man lab yitzvan. Yesh v'yesh. There are those that are kiyotzibahin, and there are those that are not kiyotzibahin. But Rashi Hochamai, Gemara had a shaila. What is the din of Toldos when it comes to Baba Kama? Toldos to Shabbos have a ka'ovitz. So we prove that Toldos of Shabbos are like ovitz. Toldos to Tumah loy have a ka'ovitz. And we prove that Toldos of Tumah are not like ovitz. Vacha Toldos to Nezik and Mai. What's the din of Toldos to Nezik? Mi amrinon, do we say Toldos kayotzeben loishna av loishna toldo im hizik meshalim oidil maloi? Do we say when it comes to Toldos subcategories of the arba avos nezikin, if you're mazik you're meshalim oidil maloi, or maybe no? Maybe you're not Michelle. Maybe you're not Michelle. Rashi explains the suffix of the Gemara as whether or not there's Tashlume Nezikin by Toldos by Nezik. So if you understand Toldos saying Kayoitzibahen, the Toldos are like the Avos, and there's a din of paying Nezek when it comes to Toldos, good. What if you understand Toldos saying Lav Kiyotzibahim, according to Rashi? What does that mean, Rabbi say?
There would be no payment.
What?
According to Rashi, there would be no Tashlum.
We know Tashlum.
Why can you say it's a different type of Tashlum?
Rabbi say, I have a problem already from just Rashi on the Gemara. On the tzad that the Gemara says, Toldos saying, Lav Kayotzben, Rashi explains, and therefore you'd be putter. Shaffle, it's not what Rashi said. That's what Rashi said. Take my word for it. And I just read it. But Rabbi said, what am I bothered by? Seltzer, what am I bothered by? Why does it make no sense? Because there's a concept called a Toldos. The Gemara has a shaila. This idea of Ovis, and then there's Toldos, Kayotzben or Lav Kayotzben. So I read the Gemara, I understand. Are there differences? Are there separations? Is there a divide? Are there technicalities? Rashi says no. If a Toldos Lav Kayotzben, kaput! It's gone! It's not here! It's top of a kama! So then why is it a Toldos? Everyone hear my kasha? Mal, you hear my kasha? I don't understand the way Rashi understands the tzad of the Gemara of Tolosein Lav Kayotzeben. Rashi says Tolosein Lav Kayotzeben, and therefore you're not Mishalim. So why is it called a Toldos? What's the significance of it being a Toldos?
Why does it have to be on it? Like, why does it only have to be Mamo? Like we said before, by Shabbos, it had nothing to do with.
You were doing great, and then you lost it because you threw in the word Shabbos. What do you mean?
Like,
just take out the word Shabbos.
Why?
Let's start again. Hey, how you doing, Jordan?
How are you?
Great coffee. Yeah.
Why does Nezek?
No. Say the words that you said up until Shabbos.
Why does it have to be Mamon that makes a Toldos or not? Or told or not told.
No, just say it. That was the same. Good.
Why is that to be mom?
Now, someone please explain to me what Schmortzman said, because I'm not sure he understood what he said. Shiner.
Why is it that we're quantifying Toldos as relating only to payments when there are other things that can be used to describe a Toldos?
Namely?
That's what I was saying.
No, there's no payment. This side of the Gemara, there's no payment, Rashi said, right? Avi. Avi Bahar did some Chazar of Yom. Avi Bahar is connecting some of the Yusaidis that we learned before Rosh Hashanah to here. Why? Because Cheshvan is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Those of you that heard the Shmuz last night. Chushe Merachshe Svose. There's some Chabonim. Rabbi Isai! Maybe there is an Afghan. Maybe there's such a concept called what? Isser lahazik. If there is an isser independent of tashlumin to be mazik, then what? Then there is an afkamin of being a told irrespective of tashlumin. So is Rashi so schwer? No. Perhaps there's an independent Isser Lahazik and there's an afkamina of being a toldo of mazik irrespective of tashlumin. Maybe that's what Rashi holds. That there's an Isser Lahazik and therefore, now I want to know, that toldo that has an, that carries with it an Isser Lahazik, is it what? Is it kayotzeben or not? Does it have to pay tashlumin as well? That's one option. Again, Rashi says, Kodosein Lav Kayotzebe. So Rashi says, on that side of the Gemara, it's Potter from Tashlumin. So we ask, so then why is it called a Tolva? What's the relevance of a Tolva? It's totally Potter. So Avi Bahar answered, what do you mean? There's enough Kamina that it might still be Asr Lahazim.
Isn't it already Asr
Lahazim? Asr Lahazim means it's prohibited to be Mazim.
Or you're already Asher L'Hazik.
What?
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
You're already Asher L'Hazik, so what is it? It's not like adding...
So the Gemara wants to know, that tolda that has relevance in halachic literature, because it's Asher L'Hazik, does it also have tashlumin? It's kayotzeben or it's lav kayotzeben? But the fact that it's a tolda makes sense because there is an Asher L'Hazik.
No, but there still needs to be some sort of like either knas or mamon, no?
Why? Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? Whoa. It's usher for me to say Lashon Hara about you after shir. Do I have to pay you money?
No, but that's not damage. It's damage. You go for damage that you pay for. You have Nazim. It's not like, that's like...
I don't understand.
Different type of punishment.
There's a part of Nizikin which is Isser Veheter. That's what we're saying.
I'm saying, what's the Isser?
You want to clarify what is the Isser? Someone answer his kasha. What is the Isser? According to the Sheikh of Gubetz, B'Shem Mari Katz, what's the Isser, Rabbi Isai? According to the Stipler, what's the Isser? According to Rechonim, what's the Isser? What? You have to rechemoicha, lift the evil Isitim Michshol, a kalvachoymer from Ashoba Saveda. I'll give you five Makuris. Sheet of the Ma'ari Katz says what, Rabbi Isai? Where is the Isser from? Someone help me. Where's the sheet to say the Isser is from?
Kalachomer? No. Learning this. No.
From where?
Our Mishnah.
From the Zikin. From our Psukim. From our Mishnah. From our Sugi. This is the mucker of the Bimazin. This! Right here! Rabbi Isai, that's not just Stam, I'm just saying that to Ringel have to throw Makuris at him. That might be relevant in terms of how you're going to answer Rashi. Again, Rabbi Isai, I want to know what's the nafkamina of being a tolda if there's no tashlumin. So you answer me, no! You need to create, be a tolda in order to create an isser. If you're not a tolda, you're not us, sir. Is that true? Maybe, maybe not. I'm thinking out loud right now, Rabbi Isai. If you hold the Isser is from some other mocker, lift the evil, I see the michshol. A kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda. If you have to be Meishav Aveda, Avada, you can't be Mazik a person. Do I have to be a tolda in order for that Isser to be introduced, Seltzer? What did he say?
No.
Does it have to be a tolda?
No.
No. No. Any Hefzid Mammon. It's Usser. So would that be a pshat in Rashi? No. So now I'm back to square one. I can only use that pshat, everyone listen carefully. I can only use that pshat, lefi ani es daiti. To be miyashim Rashi, that there's a nafkamino of being a toldo. In the fact that now that it's a toldo, it's also Isaac. If the Yisr Lahazik is coming from our very parsha, our very sugya of the Dine Nezik, which is the way the Marikatz learned in our original sugya, Rabbi Yisr. And the way the Birkas Shmuel learns B'Shei Reb Chaim, that the source for the Yisr Lahazik is from our very parsha. But if Rabbi Yisr, I have an external source, it's Usr anyways. Does it have to be a tolda for it to be Usr? No, so then what's the nafkamina of it being a tolda, Rabbi Yisai? Everyone with me? Dani, you with me? But Avi Bahar said something different, which I was very fascinated that he said. He didn't say only that it's Asr Lahazik. He grouped those two things together. What did he say, Yosef? Maybe there's a chiyuv hashlumin klapei shmaya. Rabbi Yisai, this is something that you always have to know, Rabbi Yisai. Just because in Besdin we can't mon you, which means we can't collect and force money out of you, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're off the hook. Okay? Those of you that were, none of you were in here. Ksubis, third parak of Ksubis. No, you guys weren't even here for Sanhedrin. Those of you that were here, Ezra, you'll remember Ezra. Third parak of Ksubis, Rashi Shita, Kimle Derabine. Everyone remembers that first time I said that Chiddush in Rashi. Oh, it was in that small little room. That was Givaldik. That was, I lost it. Ah, even if there's a din of Kimle Derabine that you're potter to pay Midine Odom, you still might be chayav to pay Midine Shamay. Even if Grama ben Ezekin is potter, Rabbi said that's Midine Odom, but there still might be a chayav to pay Midine Shamay. So maybe there's a nafkamina being a tolda not only to create the Yisr Lahazik, but to say what? It's lav kayoitze behem in dine odom, but there might be a chiyuv tashlumin klapi dine shamayim. Rabbi Yisai, all this is necessary just to poshut read a Rashi. What was the suffix of the Gemara? Rashi says the suffix was that maybe you're potter for tashlumin, and therefore why am I a tolda? What's the relevance of being a tolda if I'm totally off the hook? Two options. Either because it's still Usr Lahazik, and I need to be a tolda to create and introduce an Usr Lahazik, or, no, even if I know from elsewhere that there's an Usr Lahazik, I want to know, is there a Chiyuv Tashlumin Midine Shamayim? What would that, those two Hesbeirim, possibly be based on? What my source is in the Usr Lahazik? Namely, the sugyas that we learned before Rosh Hashanah. Baba Kama is all connected, Rabbi Yisai. Everything we learned then is relevant now. Marikatz versus the other Rishonim. Good? Everyone with me? Weiter gegangen. So that's the first issue with Shitas Rashi. And perhaps those are two suggestions how to get out, but otherwise, Meikara Rashi seems to be very problematic without those hesber. Zok the Halig and Gemara Viter. Tana Rabban. Gimel Avis Nemra Bishor. There were three Avis Nezikin that were said by Shorah. Karen Vashain Varegel, Karen Minolan, the Tana Rabban and Kigach, Ein Negicha Elabi Karen, Shenemar. Vayasl Tzidkiyah ben Knana Karni Barzel Vayomer Koam Hashem Ve'ilit Nagaches Aram Va'omer Bechor Shor Hoder Lo Ve'karnirim Karnov Bahem Amim Yinagach Mai Va'omer. Why do you need an additional pasuk? V'chitim Adivrei Torah V'divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon. And if you're going to tell me Adivrei Torah V'divrei Kino Tashma Bechor Shor Hoder Lo V'hai Melefu, is that really a Yalfusa? It's a Gili Mos Ba'alma. It's just an identification process. It's not a limut. The negicha bekerenu. Ella. No, the reason why I need additional pasuk is for the following. Mal de seima ki polig rachmana bein tam lemuad. Honey mila betlusha b'mukhuberes seima kula muedes yitashma b'chor shor hader lo. The reason why I need an additional pasuk is because I would have thought that the only time there's a din of keren tam that pays chatzinezek is when Rabbi Isai. Is when what?
Tlusha.
What does that mean? Tlusha. So for
disconnected.
Disconnected. Where?
At the head.
Where? And where are you holding it?
In your mouth.
In your mouth. How do you know that?
Rashi.
Thank you. Very good. What? Rashi says the case of tlusha. Stama, you're right. Also, kicking gets complicated because it might be regular, but. Good. So I would add Avim, you know what? The reason why I need a second pasuk is because I need an example of not only Tlusha, but also Mechuberes. Because without the second pasuk, I would have said when it comes to Mechuberes, that's straight up what? Nezek Shalem and the din of Chatzin Nezek doesn't apply. Frek the Heliga Toysis Akash. Is that really true?
You would have thought Karen Mechuberes is Nezek Shalem? Is that really true? Frektoisis, everybody, let's say the toys outside so we can save some time.
Frektoisis, not so fast! Aim a Kerem Chuberis is a muad and do not pay Katineze. Really? Is that so simple? I apologize, I didn't put this Gemara on the Mar Mekoimus. Should have. But we mentioned it a few times at the beginning of the year, so I thought the guys were bucking in this Gemara already. Gemara in Tesvavim and Aleph has a fascinating machloikis, and those of you that didn't see it should make sure to see this Gemara. Gemara declares, what's the nature of palganizka? What's palganizka? Chatzinezek. Chatzinezek, is it knas or is chatzinezek mamon? What should it be talion? What do those words mean? Chatzinezek knas or chatzinezek mamon? The Zokta Gemara. This is a fundamental debate in the Gemara. Should you really be chai of the foal, or should you not really be chai of the foal? What should that be dependent on, Rabbi Yisai? Stam shor! Becheskes shimur kaimi? Or stam shor lav becheskes shimur kaimi? Ashur! Is that a mazik? Is that something that you should be concerned about to make sure to protect and lock up? And it's lav becheskes shimur kaimi? Right away when I buy the shore, or a stam shore becheska shimer kaimi. Relax. Not every shore is crazy, and you're not necessarily negligent by the fact that the first time before you knew that this your shore happens to be crazy before three times that you didn't lock it up. So to Gemara, that's the machlokes if palganizka is knas or is palganizka mamay. Namely, if you hold palganizka is what knasa, so then you're holding really this is a chiddush hatayra that I have to pay anything. Because really, I should have been off the hook. Why should I have been off the hook? Because Stam Sharm or Bechez Kashim or Kami, I didn't do anything wrong. But if I hold what? Then no. Adaraba. Karen should have been like what? Like everything else. You should have had to pay Lagamre. Nezek Sholem. Yet the Torah had a Chiddush that said, no, you know what? We're going to give you a freebie on the first three times. That means Palganizka is Mamoin. You really should have had to pay the whole thing. And Stam Sharm. Lav beches kashimer kaimi. They're not automatically protected, and you're really negligent, and you should have really watched your shore. Frek Toisvis, I don't understand this Gemara. This Gemara wants to say automatically when it comes to a horn that's connected to the animal, right? It wasn't ripped off before Rosh Hashanah to get a shofar, but was really connected to the animal, and it goes and gores. I would have thought, Muedes! It should pay Nezek Shalem! Frektoisis, what? Not so fast. Not so fast according to who, Rabbi Yisai? Not so fast according to who? According to one sheet on the Dan Tesvav and Medal. Which one?
Knas.
Not so fast according to Knas. Why are you just assuming that Mechuberes is any different? Where did you get the idea that a Mechuberes has to pay Nezek Shalom? Maybe it's just as much of a Knas as everything else. Good? That's Toisis Kash. Like Baum Kasha. Akadei Kach Rabbi said that many Rishonim say the Kasha is so stark, the Kasha is so strong, and
Globerman said this, and he was mechavin to the Tosaf Rosh, that you're right. And many Rishonim said like this, that our Gemara is going what? It's going according to Manda Omer, Palganis Gemara. That's the only way you can answer Tosaf's kasha. The problem with that pshat, that some Rishonim and Tosaf's L'chura didn't want to say that, is because we don't paskin like that. We paskin Palganiska's Knus. But I just want you to hear that answer for a second to understand how earth-shattering the kasha of Tosis is, that some Rishonim were willing to make our Gemara's Havamino. To say that a Karen Mechuberis is Chayiv Nezek Shalem is only viable and is only possible to be suggested within a day of that Tlatke Hilchasa that holds Palganiska's Mamon. Because otherwise, to be Mechadish that this is Mamon, that you should pay Nezek Shalem, is utterly ridiculous when it comes to the concept of Kenya. Yeah. Tosis Kasha is that you can only jump up and say Karen Mechuberes should automatically be Nezek Shalem if you're in the world of Palganiska Mamayna. But if you're in the world of Palganiska Knossa that no Karen should ever be Chayev, so where do you have a source that now you can just take another type of Karen and slap on a Chayev Mamon that's not there? It's Stam Shorim is Becheska Shimer Kaimi. He has a defense attorney over here. Why am I now? Why am I held accountable? Why by Mechuberes is any different? Where is the mucker for me to bump up when it comes to Mechuberes that I have to pay Nezek Shol? Good? 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 Yeah.
This is should be.
Papa's the one who said Yesh Mem Kuyetzim Yesh Mem Lam Kuyetzim. Gemara is saying there was a Hava Amina to say a reason why you need another pasuk. I hear you have a Ara Shtika Ara. I don't know if that's a Kasha. You're saying a riot to the other Rishonim against the other Rishonim is that it's not going to stim Rav Papa. There's no stira in Rav Papa's. The fact that Rav Papa had a Hava Amina to go that the reason why it would have been machalic like this is because going according to the problem is kamamayna. I'm not sure that's like it's a nice ha'ar. What Avi's asking is a good ha'ar. It's like I would give you like 75% credit because not a kasha in this as a theory. You understand what I'm saying? He paskins on tesvav ben aleph paskins kaknasa. Does that mean that he can't have a havamina within a pasuk to say differently? Oh, so it's good.
Yeah.
So oh, okay, great.
So
this question. Oh, you're asking Palganiska Mamayna.
And the previous
yes, the place is saying no. Our Havamin is the Chayr should be La'alach. That's what he's asking. Even the other Rishonim that say they are masking that it's Shver, that it has to be. The Rishonim are coming off of this is a quiet Gemara. No one said anything about Ayin Tezvav. No one said anything that this Shachla Vatari has anything to do with a fundamental machloikas amoroim about Palganiska Knossa, Palganiska Mamayna. And now you have a plain Havamina that says something. So you want to make a Shtigal Torah that's Rapapa Lishitasa? So good. The Tosis Rosh is like that. Right? But Tosis is saying, L'chaira, Pashup Shadon and Gemara of why you need a second Pasuk should be according to all Mandamar without saying everything else. I think the Pashup Shad is like Tosis. No one got involved in Palganiska Palganiska. Come on, so by sight, did anyone see Tosis' answer?
You said not to read it.
Why do you think I'm asking? If I would put it on the mind because would I ask you the question? I still would have asked the question. What's Tosis' answer, by sight? For those of you that saw it, that couldn't hold yourself back. Yeah.
There's a pasuk by Tulush telling us that it's actually.
What's the pasuk? Where? Show me where it is.
Show me where.
By Tulush. Is that Tosis' answer?
Yeah. The Havamina was that originally we thought Kalusha and the first were in the same boat. Tosis concluded that they are not in the same boat.
Where would it have been learned from, Rabbi Issa? Where would Mechuberes have been learned from, Rabbi Issa?
First place?
Where?
Rithaf.
You would have thought Mechuberes is what?
From Tulusha. From Tulusha, you would have thought from the same pasuk.
I don't think so.
From
what? What?
From the other others.
Shkoyach.
cement. You get an assist there. That's right. The other office.
That was Tosa's first question.
What?
That was his question. That was his first question.
What?
That's Tosa's first question.
What Tosa's first question? Umei Tosa, imi Tlusha, Dayak Tlusha. It's got to be Betlusha. Imi Sharov is hot and command the Karen Adi for the Kamaras Lazik. Vafilu Karen, I'll see you. So the Zok Tosa is, yeah, you're right. I would have made a mistake. And I would have said that Karen Mechuberis is so different. Since it's Dark Lazik, it's more similar to the other Ovis. Enechanami. Tosa says Enechanami. Enechanami. That I would have thought Karen Mechuberis is like another Av. And it's a combo from another Av. But I want to focus on Tosis Kasha. I want to focus on Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is Mehecha Tesi. Where do you get this from? You can't fit it into any boat. And L'chor L'manda R'palgan is Kekrosa, you shouldn't, well, if you're understanding that it's Karen, you should never have been Mechayiv this Nezek more than Karen Tlush. Question number two. Question number three, Rabbi Yisai. Gemara and Daf Vav. What happens when you don't have a straight up category of a Nezek? You don't have something parallel to what the Dalet Ovis Nezikin are. Even as a classic told her that this is clear coming from this Av. What do I mean? Let's say life gets a little complicated. Let's say I have properties of different Avos Nezik. A combo platter. A little egg salad, a little tuna. Different options. What's the din then? What's an example of this? An example of this is a Gemara Bava Kama Daf Vav. What's the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Vav? Very important Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Gemara introduces on Daf Vav Amud Aleph Avno Sakino Maso Shinichem Barosh Gaga. What happened, Rabbi Yisai? You ever hear of such a person? He leaves. Guys, he's on his merpeset. He's on the roof. He bought a penthouse in Rechavia, and he left a suitcase. He left a banana peel. He left a knife on his gag. And what happened? It was mazik. What's the din? What's the halacha? Whoa, where was it mazik? So Zok the Gemara. Avno sakino maso shenich barosh gaga v'nochel baruch mitzuyah ve'ezika. I left the suitcase, I left the sakin on the roof, and a normal wind that the forecast said would come that day. It's a ruach mitzuyah, it was an expected wind. Hechidami, what's the case? If it was mazik as it was falling down from the wind, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Gemara's kasha? Hainu esh. That's a classic esh. Even though it's not yellow, it's not red, even though it wasn't coming from a spark, that's a classic esh. Why? Because what you have over there is the properties of esh. We focus, Rabbi Yisai and Baba Kama, on properties. What is esh, Rabbi Yisai? Esh is koyach achar mu'uravbo. It's a mazik that can only be mazik with some other force that attached itself to that mazik. Namely what, Rabbi Yisai?
Wind.
Ruach. Maishna esh to koach hachem uruv bo mamonu n'chmosh v'ros alecha. Honi nami koach hachem uruv bo mamosh v'ros alecha. Ela bosa denaychi. You're right. It wasn't mazik on the way down as a guy was walking down the block in Rechavia. It was mazik after it landed in the street. Ela bosa denaychi idaf gerinu, if it's hefker bein l'rav bein l'shmuel hainu bor. Shitas Rav and Shuvah both hold that that's going to be a bor. Maishna bor shekein tchilas asilas l'nezeg m'mon choshmiras l'lecha. Hani nami tchilas asilas l'nezeg m'mon choshmiras l'lecha. Just like the properties of bor. Again, Rabbi Yisai focus on the properties. That tchilas asilas l'nezeg, this is also original existence. It was to be a nezek. And it's m'mon choshmiras l'lecha. Ela deloy afkarinu. No, it's a case where I didn't make these items hefker. You didn't make them hefker. L'shmuel de'omer akulam ibor l'manu. Shmuel's shita is that even if it's not hefker, it's still going to be a bor amazik. Hainu bor. Zokti gemara. L'oilam dafkarinu. You're right. You made it hefker. V'lo damer l'bor. and it's not like the board. Why? The Gemara is reverting back to its first answer. You made it Hefker, and what? And it's still not a classic case of boar. Why is it not a classic case of boar, Rabbi Isai? What's Gemara's answer? Got to know these Gemaras, Rabbi Isai. What's Gemara's answer? What? No. What's Gemara's answer? Why is it different? It's not a classic case of boar. Why is it not a classic case of boar? Ma le boar shkein ein koyach achar mu'urubo, zoklaibi. Tamer bahani shkoyach achar mu'uruben. No, this is not a classic case of a boar. Why? What's a classic case of a boar? Boar, you dig a pit, that's it. Is this a classic pit? Why did this become a boar, Rabbi Isai? How did this become a boar? What's the history of this story, Rabbi Isai, that it became a boar? It was through a what? A wind. That, Zokta Gemara, is a what? Is not a classic boar. Is a combo. What's the combination, Rabbi Isai? On the one hand, it's boar, it's afkarinu. But on the other hand, it's what? You need something from Epis, a what? You can't just get it from boar because it's not similar to just digging a dormant thing. The reason why it got there is through a what? Not only through your Maisa, but through a what? Through a Koyach Achar Merubo. Where do I get such a concept? He could be a Maisa through a Koyach Achar Merubo. Where do I get that from? From H. So if I want to know, Avno Sekinu Maso Shinichem Rosh Gago V'Nochfel Beruach Metsuya, why is it Chai, everybody say? I want to know why it's Chai. Tell me why. Asian. End of Gemara. Freck Jeremy Globerman, how do I deal with such an animal? I'm very nervous right now. I don't know how to paskin la loch or anything. You're Dayonim. You're sitting on a bezel. Okay? And there was Avno Sakinu Maso Shenicha Barosh Gago, and there was a Ruach Mitsuya that caused it to go on to Karen, what's it called? Karen Yisod? On the street, Karen Yisod, right? Karen Kayemes? Karen Kayemes?
They're both streets.
Karen Yisod goes up. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Come on. What happened? What's my Shaila? And it damaged something that was hidden behind a brick. What does that mean, Rabbi? What are you talking about? What is that? What is that called, Rabbi Isai? Tumen. What's the din of Tumen, Rabbi Isai? Eish has, because it has unique properties that it follows the classic examples of Eish, Eish is only chayev what's megula, what's revealed, what's out there, and it's potter on Tumen. Would this person be potter on this Eish? Shiloh, Rabbi Isai, you're the dayanim. What's the din? What's the din? I want you to pass it. What's the din? If it's a combo, you'd say what? If it's a combo, and the only way to be mechayev is with Eish, then I gotta have an Eish here, right? And Eish is what? There is no Eish. Why is there no Eish? Because Eish is Mutter on Tumen. So how can I be mechayev such a guy? I would say Paker Yosef. If you need Eish, I can't be mechayev Eish. I need Eish to be mechayev this person. Eish doesn't exist by Talmud. So how can I be mechayev such a person?
A boar exists.
What?
A boar exists.
But I need Eish to get it kicked off.
There was Eish. You're just putter from it.
Yeah, Ezra. Why? I learned this past week with Ezra that was Givaldic, Rabbi Say, a Mishnah of Shorshanak Sapara Dalad Vehe. And when I have a suffix and I'm not sure what's the din, Ezra, Hamotz Mechaver Olav Arayis, I want to tie it back to you, say, no. Who are you? I want a Pati. I know what happened. But I don't know, but I don't have the Mechayiv over here. So how can you extract money from me? I want a tie it. This is partly an Ish. So I'm Pater. Kolev, yeah.
Depends how you do the platter. Is it a combo platter or a combo salad? Okay, if it's combo platter, then it's...
Excellent. I love it. I love it.
Then it's true.
Exactly correct. That's exactly what the Rush says. Zog the Rush, Rabbi Isai. Yesh min agdoilim shemistapkin. Yesh min agdoilim shemistapkin, the Rush on the Vov, that says what? That this combo is a combo platter. Exactly like Kolev said.
Mom is thinking like food, like me.
Excellent. Rabbi Isai.
Special lunch?
Right? What? Rabbi Isai, a combo platter. What does that mean? Zok Kolev?
You need the properties of both. And if you don't have the properties of both, you're punter. It's a build-up. It's two bricks. To have the building, you need H plus four. Zok the Hele Girosh. Zok the Hele Girosh.
Not true. It's a combo salad. And now let me explain to you what Khalid meant, or if he didn't mean this, I want to tell him that this. I think he meant this.
When you have a salad, what do you say?
Give me a second. I need to think of the right salad.
The priest.
Taco salad.
It's the egg salad.
Taco salad.
It's the egg salad. I put some pepper in my egg salad. Would anyone ever have a mina to call my egg salad pepper?
No.
No, but like Lamaisa, to get taste, I need some pepper. It's just, it requires some paprika, so I don't know, whatever you guys put in. You know?
Deviled egg.
What? The what?
Deviled eggs.
Whatever. No, that's not a good example. No, that's the Icarus
out. That's the one thing that
that's the Gary. Yeah, that's the Icarus out. You need some enhancement. You need some sort of spice to bring out the good taste. No one would call that egg salad pepper salad. Your mom should look like a mashugan. I have some pepper salad over here. What? No, because I put pepper inside the salad. The mashugan. It's egg salad. It's egg salad with some pepper that didn't extract some taste. Basically, what Khalid said is gavali. It's funny, but it's gavali. Upper Lamaisa, what is this thing? It's a boar that needed age to get it off the ground. Zok the Rosh, that's boar. And therefore, this person will be chayev when it comes to Tom. And the Rosh would argue with the other Rishonim, the Yesh Men HaGdolim, that this case, halacha lemaisa, there would be a machloikis in Bat Dinim, in the Beis Din of the Rosh, this guy would be absolutely chayev, even on Taman, because it's basically a bull. Rabbeisai, why are we learning this sugya? Now we take it full circle. I want to ask you, it's a very nice hesber, and we have an explanation on our hands, and Khalid gave us a good dimion and a mushal of a combo salad versus a combo platter. What is the Nekudas HaMachloikis? Why is Kalev right? Why did the Rishonim debate this issue, Rabbi Isai? What is really going on behind this Rosh and the Yesh Ben HaGdolim, this Machloikis Rishon? And now we enter into our last final question. Comes along the Brisker Rav, an explanation to a Shita that had a different shot in our Gemara. That is the Shita of the Rif. Mayrev Rabbeisai, what is the Shita of the Rif, Rabbeisai? The Rif brings down the Shiloh of our Gemara. What's the Shiloh of our Gemara? Bring me back. Where? What are we learning right now? What sugya are we learning? We're not learning that part. What are we learning? We're learning base of a base. What's the Gemara self base? Kayoy Toydo saying Kayoy Tzeben or Toydo saying Lav Kayoy Tzeben? Zok the Eilig Rif. What's the Gemara Shiloh? Toydo saying Kayoy Tzeben, Toydo saying Lav Kayoy Tzeben. Someone help me out. What's the Shiloh? Does the Rif learn that it's a suffix whether or not you're chayim b'tashlumin? No. And you should be putter from tashlumin if you hold lavka yaitzvan like we started off from a Rashi? Again, Rabbi Issa, Shita's Rashi was the suffix of the Gemara is what, Nalik? Shita's Rashi is the suffix of the Gemara was what? Told us saying lavka yaitzvan. If told us saying lavka yaitzvan, then what? Then what? Then you
don't have to pay.
Then you don't have to pay. Does the Rif agree with that?
No.
Why? What does the Rif hold?
It says that it's not a shiloh of whether you need to pay or not. It's a shiloh of how much you need to pay. Do you need to pay the best or not?
Do you need to pay the best or not? Or do you need to pay?
The amount. Shalem Rechatz.
Is it Shalem Rechatz? Excellent. So the Rif had a totally different limud and understanding of the suffix of our Gemara. Maybe. The reason the Rif disagreed with Rashi could have been for our original question on Rashi. And Rashi shared. What do you mean you're totally off the hook? And why are you a toldo? What's the significance of being a toldo? Perhaps there's something much deeper going on. And with this, we enter into the world of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav answers every single one of our kashas and introduces a brand new mahalach in Maseches Bava Kama. Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we'll be ma'ayin into the Brisker Rav,
make sure you finish the brisker of. Make sure you ask the kashas on the brisker of. I don't want you to ask her by side. And I want to know what you come out with maskana. And then hopefully we'll go by.